WNST, Towson, Baltimore, but we're not in Towson or Baltimore right now. I got my Baltimore positive cap on, and I do have some sunscreen in the bag left over. It's not sunny. It just looks sunny on the screen. All of our WNST coverage brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets, sent me out on the road, and our friends at Coons Ford, and no one can get enough looks at that Bronco. We're at a place that I'm familiar with. This is a place I've come many, many times out onto this promenade and the pier. I can't say that I always knew it was Jolly Roger, because when I think Jolly Roger, I think like 28th Street, Bayside, Summer 76, Charlie's Angels, Captain Tennille, bumper cars. I wanted to do this piece in the bumper car area, but because it feels better al fresco in Ocean City, Maryland, on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're Jolly Roger down on the pier at the inlet, south of Division, right where Styx and the Rock and Rollers played about 50 feet away with me and Mike Brohar from 100.7. I tell you what, I'm meeting new people on the road here. Steve, it's good to meet you, man. Steve,
nice
I'm going
to
get
you.
This right. Pastisak, is that
Pastisak,
it?
Pastisak,
all right,
works.
Making sure I get that right. You are a man of many coins and many amusements here at Jolly Roger.
You can say that.
I bet I've been doing Jolly Roger longer than you. I guarantee you I did Jolly Roger in the mid to late 70s. And oh shit, did you do it before then?
Well, I was born in 72, so no, not quite. But about 77, I started working in the carnival industry.
When's the first time you came to Ocean? Because you're not an Ocean City person. Most of the people I've talked to are either from Ocean City or Pittsburgh or Baltimore, in the case of Mayor Meehan down at Harrison's the other day. But for you, I mean, the allure of coming here, I don't meet a lot of people who say that I'm from north of here, maybe west of here a little bit more, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, I was born in New York. I grew up all over the place, kind of, and came here in like 1994, and I've been here ever since.
And that's that?
That's it.
When people settle in Ocean City, I don't have to say, why did you come here? I mean, the ocean's right there.
Well,
that's why you come here.
When I originally came, I came because that's what you did when you were in college. You know, you came down here, you had a part-time job, you went to the bars, you chased women, you did all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've tried to not talk so much about the the real stories of Ocean City of the 80s and 90s, but I've thought about it a lot driving up and down the coastal.
Gotcha.
For you in the amusement industry and the business part of being here, I wanted to set up in front of the Ferris wheel because it's so iconic.
I don't want to correct you, but I'm going to have to tell you.
It's not a Ferris wheel.
It's a giant wheel.
It's a giant wheel.
Giant wheel.
I just looked up and saw that they were these and not these.
Yeah, gondolas.
So
and
it's a giant wheel.
Giant wheel.
How many people call it a Ferris wheel versus a giant wheel? How many people get it wrong?
Nobody that works here.
Show of hands from the crew here. How many people knew it was a giant wheel, not a Ferris wheel? Do you call it a Ferris wheel? She works at the Chamber of Commerce. You get educating. That's what I'm doing. It's a social studies course. Thank you, Don Moeller. I'm just saying.
We were somewhere in the 65% range there.
I think one of the reasons I've come down here, first thing he said to me, because he's a real dude here and he's trying to run a business, he's like, how do we get involved in a crab cake tour? And the Thrasher's guy's over here, he's like, you know, crab fries, maybe some sprinkle, but like, we don't serve crab cakes. This whole thing has been about discovering places and people. I'm 3 days in. It's my mother's birthday, so shout out to my mom, Concetta.
Happy birthday, Concetta.
My mom left us, but her spirit is at the Plym Plaza because she was the first one to bring me down here.
Nice.
She was the first one to take me to Jolly Roger. How about that?
We like Concetta.
My wife, my wife loves games and she likes fun parks, she likes coasters and all that. My mother did too.
But this means you're like a real Ocean City person. Like, come to Ocean City, stay on the boardwalk, do all the stuff on the boardwalk, go to the pier, the beach, park your car and just like live Ocean City boardwalk life while you're here.
I want to promote your business, but I really wanted to story tell a little bit about how much Ocean City was a part of my life, still a part of my life. I mean, come down here every year. The evolution of the secrets and being an older person and now sees younger people here doing the stuff that I was doing, some for better and some for worse,
yeah.
A little later on. But I think the part of families and people coming here and doing bumper cars or doing your go-karts or and drive, you can't drive through without seeing, you pass Jolly Roger wherever you go, right? I would just say that this is the allure for people. And I found that this is open on weekends and off-season, right?
Thrasher's is open weekends
and
off-season.
No, you're not.
We will try and stay open like through October, and then we will close up eventually for the season, depending on weather and, you know, how many people we have in town.
Well, I mean, we've gotten better weather in September and October than maybe when I was a kid, you wouldn't think.
In the last 12 months, we were opened in March, and we were opened into October. So, you know, You got November, December, January, February that we weren't open. So we had 3-4 months.
Well, social distancing changed everything last year, right? So we're trying to ramp this up. I mean, real challenges that we heard from the Chamber of Commerce, different people, about just people. And I've been here for 48 hours walking around, doing the boardwalk. I've done all that. It feels really vibrant here. There's a lot of people, a lot of cars. I said to my wife, there's nowhere to park. It's good thing I got a parking spot. But the businesses, when I've been by, there are definitely places that look like used to be open, might have been open, Phillips, you know, these bigger places that
you're
are
definitely correct.
Staffing issues. This is a Baltimore issue. This is an American issue. It's going to become a global issue, right? I mean, it's a global issue.
Look, this is an everybody issue right now.
Tell
staffing.
Me about it.
I mean, we've got signs up that basically it's something that I saw online and we kind of moved it a little bit. The whole world is short staffed. We are thankful for our staff and we hope you are too. Just so everybody realizes, yeah, there's a lot of places, a lot of businesses suffering, a lot of family-owned businesses. You can only open so many hours of the day. You know, we've taken our hours as a company and all our different properties, and we've said, okay, the water park's going to be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
How do you mention the water park? My God.
Splash Mountain Water Park.
Well, see, that's something that's crazy, is that that didn't exist when I was a kid here.
You're exactly right.
So I've never been to Splash, maybe I took my son there. When did it exist? When did it come on?
It's actually been there in existence since like the late 70s,
you know,
early
what?
80s.
I took my son there because I didn't take my son to a lot of water parks because I was always afraid of him busting it.
But
you know,
nothing like it is now. It takes 75 people to open that water park up.
75 people?
75 people. I need 30 lifeguards to let people in the gate.
Real lifeguards.
Real lifeguards.
Not humans, not breathing, not workers, lifeguards.
Lifeguards very that have
specific.
Been trained and know what they're doing.
They're chefs.
They know what they're doing.
Right.
And I need 30 of them every minute that water park's open.
Because of my son.
Yeah.
Because if I bring my son there, I'm, you know.
Look, if you have water, someone has to be watching that water and they need to be a trained professional.
No doubt about it. You know, you said your properties. Give me, when I think of Jolly Roger, I swear I've been on this pier a million times. But if they said, meet me at Jolly Roger, I'd be down on 28th Street near where Batman lives, where I lived in the summers of 75, 6, 7, 8 with my family. My uncle ran the bonfire.
Okay.
And the Flaming Pit back at home. And we're going to have some fun here about softball matches in the 70s that I witnessed, up here on the softball diamonds between the bonfire and Phillips and all these businesses that they took their aggressions out on a softball diamond back in the 70s,
yep.
As I remember. So I'm going to have some fun with that. But when I think of your property, for me, I think, okay, Carnival brought to life, and I think bumper cars, because I did.
Right.
I love bumper cars. When I was 19, 20, 21, we chased girls. We were like, hey, let's go to the bumper cars. It was always like a fun thing. That wasn't an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old thing to do. For me, it was more of a adolescent thing that I loved the bumper cars.
In around 2005, this was always just like the Ocean City Pier. In 2005, we said, hey, look, we're going to rebrand that place. We're going to put it together. We have the park up at 30th Street. We want your passes to be good at both places. We want your armband. You buy an armband, you can use it at both places. So this is now Jolly Roger at the Pier for the last 16 years.
See, and that's great for me to know because I have the guy that always guessed my age because I've been playing that game a little while. I'll be 53, so I've always had this fun game. If I shave and come down here,
right.
I might be able to win something from my...
Well, the guy was probably a guy named Wayne Muller.
It was right over here,
yeah,
right?
It literally...
If you're coming in, Thrasher's is around the corner, and you walk through, it was right here.
He was one of the best guys you ever know. I can even tell you one of the things he used to say, and
he
I even
was
know.
Funny.
You'd
we
walk
would,
by.
We would sit over here and literally eat your French fries and just without ketchup, and we'll get to that. Believe me, we're going to get to that. But we would sit over here and... You should hear me arguing crab cakes with crab cake people about cocktail sauces and tartar. It's
No, none of that. No sauces.
They put mayonnaise on it over in Amsterdam, and I've
straight
done it.
Straight crab cakes. No condiments.
But I would come here. This was a part of the destination when I was maybe doing stuff on the boardwalk I should or shouldn't have been doing and having fun. I would come down here and do that for fun.
Yeah.
Because he was so much fun.
He was entertaining.
You would sit here for a half, and there's no way you wouldn't stop. It would gather crowds,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah. We had to move it around because we couldn't have it bottleneck wherever he was.
It would mess up the lines?
Yep. He was a great guy.
Give me his story. I want to hear his story because I know what he looked like.
He came from the Jersey Shore. He got tangled up with a guy named it's a well-known in the amusement business guy, a guy named Tommy Thomas. He started doing that. He came to Ocean City. He wanted a location here. He got a location. He worked the scale. His kids all can do it. I mean, they got a whole family. Now, they're all grown and doing other real jobs now, but you talk to them, they talk about, there was one thing he used to always say.
He would never get weight wrong.
No, well, a little bit, but you get 3 pounds, you know, 3 pounds on your weight, two months on your birthday. Dude. He would always
not
get
not alive anymore. We've lost him.
We lost him about a couple years ago. His son is a friend of mine.
See, that's
Jason
the kind
Ballard.
Of guy I want on a show.
Yeah.
That guy had rap, man. He had game.
I'm
legit.
I've known him for a while. He hasn't been here in a while. And I can tell you, when I walk through that breezeway coming out on the pier every
you
once
hear
in a while,
him.
I hear him going like, ooga booga, chop chop aluga, watchy watchy, looky looky. You know, he sits there. He says, I guess your age, your weight,
I
your
can
birthday.
Leave now. Tour's
yeah,
over.
There you go.
You know, just now we've reached the top.
He's that guy.
That's so awesome.
The funny thing is, if you go back and look, we've got pictures. After he was here for a long period of time, the top of the scale, his face was in the middle of it. And it's like I'll fool the guesser and had a big picture of his face in there. He's a good guy.
That's awesome. We're at Jolly Roger. Steve Pastizak, I'm going to pronounce that right, he's the vice president. Bayshore Development Corporation, Splash Mountain, Speed World, Thrasher's Freight. You all the same company?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Come on.
I did not. Now I know. See, but you, I'm here to learn things, right?
That's why we're getting along with Lord of the Fries.
French fries and this park kind of go hand in hand, right? I mean, it's what you grab when you turn the corner.
Yes.
After you stand in line and you don't ask for ketchup, ever. and then you come in.
Only one condiment good on French fries.
Vinegar.
Vinegar.
I love vinegar on fries. Your place is the place I eat it. I do. I'm going to eat it soon. Watch me.
Definitely.
Don't get me the big bucket, though. I promise my wife. I have a lot of crab cakes coming on around here. For you with Kobe, break this down the last 18 months for your business, for the beach. I mean, clearly you love this. You're a people person. You employ a lot of young people.
Very passionate.
And I talked to my wife about this morning off the air because my wife doesn't listen to the show because she's busy doing stuff with the cat. I learned yesterday that all of these European folks that I've met here for the last 20 years, and I talked about the Polish water ice, because specifically that was a place I went with my mother when I was 10 years old, still going there, and over the years it became more European people. We talked to them about grade point average, their success, what they want. But the people that have powered places like here for not a generation, but going on a generation.
10 years.
Right? Okay.
About 10 years.
Well, give me the background on that. Give me the last year and a half, and tell me what the future is here. If people come down here next week, you're going to see a pretty vibrant version of Ocean City.
You're
right
going to see a very vibrant version, but you're going to see a scaled-back version. You're going to see restaurants that you usually are open breakfast, lunch, and dinner, only open dinner. You're going to see restaurants closed one day a week because you got to give your staff a break. We've been going now through 2 years, two complete seasons of your main core staff in this town getting pushed to its limits every single day. Because we went from completely closed to bam, open the doors, open the floodgates, here come all the people. And the people are coming, and all we're trying to do is give them a good time. And we're very short staffed. Those foreign students you're talking about, it's a J-1 program. Last year, it was zero. So last year, Ocean City operated on, you know, local high school kids.
Well, the thing that started with this is crab cakes, right? Because last year there was no one to pick the crabs. I mean, we all wanted a crab for carry out in the middle of COVID. I think that's inspired the whole thing. But then you find out even more to the aorta of what powers your Ocean City experience. When you buy your condo, you want to come to the boardwalk, you want to get French fries, you want to get a bullet, whatever you want to get, food, whatever your thing is down here, Fishers, whatever it is, you want to come and do it. And somebody needs to be working there, and somebody needs to be looking after it. And back in Baltimore, I've been talking about this for a year and a half, it's the same situation. Are you open? Are we carried out? Can I sit down? Can I sit outside? Can I take booze away? Can I make a reservation? All these things that were going on. So for you with the last year and a half and what's happened specifically the last couple of weeks and trying to get these businesses open.
With us, it's been a just a long drawn out process. We were very lucky last year. We were able to open June 12th and we were open without capacity.
So this was a safe activity.
This was a safe activity. Now, yes, there was tons of hand sanitizer out there. There was social distancing stuff in place. We were still wearing masks outside for most of last season. We're not wearing masks anymore this year, per Governor Hogan's orders. And but there were a lot of last year. There were H-2B workers in this country when COVID hit. So they were here. They were attained. We could get them. This year, they were already back home in their home countries. So they have to come into the country, and they weren't allowed to come in for the longest period of time. And now it just opened up a little bit more.
So the airport's busy.
The airport's very busy. Good. Well, my guys are very busy with shuttle buses right now, grabbing. We have a bunch of workers that are coming right now. We're getting ready to expand our hours next week because between today, yesterday, this past Saturday, we're adding about 100 people to our staff. At that point in time, because we're adding that 100 people, I can open up more hours. This amusement pier, which is closed right now, usually would be in the past, like 2019 and before, be open at 12 o'clock every day. This year, we've been opening up at 5 o'clock. So starting next week, we're going to stay closed till 5 on Monday and Tuesday, and then we're going to open up at 12 Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because I can give more hours to the people that are here on that boardwalk coming to have a good time.
What's full capacity for you in employment? If every this time 2 years ago...
500.
500. And where are you this morning?
This morning, if I count the people that are getting hired yesterday and today...
Don't count me. I'm helping right now, but I'm going to be moving on. I got to go to Salisbury.
If I also count the application that I got while we were walking up here, we're probably at about 260, 270.
So halfway there. Halfway there. And for your business, so much different than in Baltimore where, you know, you could say things are seasonal or whatever. This is boom, right? No, I mean, this is, you got 8 more weeks of boom.
We do 98% of our business in 100 days. Memorial Day.
I'm just trying to do the math on 365, 98, 100. I'm trying to process that.
Yeah. You know, when we're open in the spring, it's weekends, and it's not as lucrative as in the summertime.
Sure.
But you take this place right now, tonight at 9 o'clock tonight, where we're sitting and we're right here, this is about 25 people in this one little small area we're in. This place will be, you know.
And somebody will be operating a bumper car. Somebody will be operating mini hoops over there that I never win.
But they'll be,
does the ball really fit through that?
Oh, that one right there, definitely.
I mean, I see the guy do it and
it's a mini basketball, so it's a mini hoop.
How long have you been a carny?
48 years.
Give me the carny life. Like, bring me in on this because, like, the carnival was the biggest thing that happened in my neighborhood every year. You know, when the carnival
But classically.
Rosedale Amusements brought the Ferris wheel
Tommy
in.
Tommy Galen.
The giant wheel. Okay. So, I used to do the Tilt-A-Whirl.
You have Rosedale Amusements. You have Jolly Shows.
Well,
you have
Rosedale was the one that did my at the Colgate
Carnival.
And you have
Shaw and Sons. Those are all Maryland-based carnivals.
I always saw Shaw and Sons in other places. They would do the Timonium, the fairs.
They do that. Degler Attractions does the State Fair of Maryland.
How
Timonium.
Do I know branding for carnies? So seriously, you introduced yourself as I'm from New York and I've been in carnivals for a while, or I've been in amusements for whatever. This is
my family's in the carnival.
This is your
family's actually in the traveling carnival business. Different people, different places.
The
that
lights,
kind of stuff.
The setup, the thrills,
setup, tear down, all that stuff.
The safety factor. Talk to me about that because I think that's the first thing I think of.
Well, that's great you brought that up because I am on the governor's Maryland State Safety Board.
Well, you can't have an accident here. You're an airline.
Here's the thing. I have 4 kids. Now, they're a little bit older now. All of my kids ride all of our rides. All of my kids ride our go-karts. They go to the water park.
They wouldn't get into bumper cars with me. They wouldn't mess with me.
I put my kids on this stuff. You know, that's why you see where. What time is it right now? It's 11 in the morning, whatever it is. It's 6 hours before we open, and you see people around here going through the rides, testing them, greasing them, getting them all the safety checks, all that kind of stuff. That's why.
That's a real carousel.
It's a real carousel.
I'm looking at it. I see the white horses on it.
Double decker carousel. It's from Italy. It's a Bertazzone.
Is that the gun water shoot thing, or what is that? What's that down? I haven't been down to check that out.
It's 2 buttons like this, but there's 14 players. There's a winner every time, a prize for every winner.
Can you still pick a duck out of a pond, or is that gone?
We have a duck pond at the 30th Street location. We have a penguin pick at this location.
Whoa.
It's penguins that float
around
instead of ducks.
Penguins are special to me. Hold on. It's penguins instead of ducks. Same thing.
Same thing except for
penguins. That's it. We're coming down. My wife's coming down 2 weeks. She's going to want to do the penguins.
There you go.
Yeah. Steve Pastizak is the vice president of all things smiles and games. We're at Jolly Roger. We're down at the pier looking at the giant wheel.
Thank you very much.
I'm learning things. The other park up the street.
30th Street.
I call it 28th because that's where I always made the left turn.
We take up 28th to 32nd Street.
That wasn't wrong.
From Coastal Highway to the Bay.
I was just mistaken.
No, you're there. We're just a little bit bigger than 28th Street.
For the water park, give me a little bit of water park. And I haven't been to a water park in a long time.
You need to come to the water park.
So tell me what... Well, my kid's 37 now, so do the math, go backwards. I haven't been to a water park in 24, whatever years, right? But I think I was at yours. We stayed right up by the liquor store, 33rd. I remember, because I have a Scopey, of course, my son and I.
You were staying at by Anthony's.
Right, correct.
There, right, okay.
We were staying right there, and I remember, because we could walk to Jolly Roger.
Right.
And my son was of that age, and I had, he probably was 11, so this is probably 1990. 4, 5, 6. It was 94, 95. Exactly.
94, 95. It was about 40% of what it is now.
It seemed to me you had rafts you rode on maybe back then.
There's 2-person rafts. We've got 4-person tubes. We've got single person tubes. There's a wave pool. We've got.
I'm here to be educated. I don't know any of this stuff.
We've got one of those things, Popular Mechanics. It's called an Aqua Loop. It's like one of the best new rides in the 2000s. You like get put in a capsule, the glass door closes, it says 3, 2, 1, and the floor drops out.
That sounds fun.
And then you go through a loop, which is kind of like, kind of interesting for a water slide to do a loop, like a roller coaster.
I went to Epcot a couple years ago, and I'm amazed at the stuff people come up with. And now the glasses, I mean, forget it, right? Yeah. Like, it's going to be an amazing experience. But how do you keep up with that? There's something physical about doing this and a kid in the basement doing this that I never did at the beach. You know, right. I didn't have this at the beach ringing in the middle of my show. Who calls me in the middle of my show? But there's something very physical about doing this and very, when I'm here, I see children doing the thing I did 40 years ago. And I love it.
Which is where we try and be. We try and have that blend of the stuff that you wrote as a kid, and that blend of the new stuff that you're like, oh man, maybe I'll try that.
I get on that though. It goes in circles. As a kid, I don't think I could tilt the world at this age.
Yeah, but see, like that thing right there. It's one of those rides that it makes everybody smile.
I don't think I could get on that cyclop looking thing. What is that thing called?
That's the Power Surge.
Wow. See that?
Well, but look straight across.
I see these new amusement parks.
Can you see that ball straight across
with the 5 loops? And
you see that thing over there?
And the seat drops.
You see what it does?
I ain't getting on that.
You up
I
as
saw
high
that during the Styx concert. And I was glad to be down there singing Come Sail Away.
Yeah.
I wasn't sailing away on that. You're fooling yourself.
I rode that one time. Once.
Throw up?
No. Well, I'm not riding it again, though.
Does it have like the picture thing that shows you
it's
like
got
all...
the picture, it's got the video, it's got I rode the slingshot, you get the t-shirt, whatever you
want.
So
you get to see how foolish you look.
Pretty much.
Love me a fun park. I'm at Jolly Roger. We're down here on the pier at the inlet with Steve, who runs the joint, puts his kids on the rides. But nobody here to guess my... That's a thing. Like, having workers is one thing. Having your dude from Jersey that guesses age and weight, that like... You just don't find people like that. Like,
well,
but there is like
look,
there's
got,
a real
we've still
circus
got characters.
Life, right?
We've still got characters. We have a circus at 33.
Well, you're a character. I haven't met the French fry guy yet, the Lord of the Fries.
We have a free circus.
His name's Les. I'm Ness.
Yeah,
how
Les.
Many times do people say to you... What kind of name is that? Because they do that to me all the time.
Oh, you should hear him. He's Leslie. He's Lester. I mean, it's all different kinds of things. But we like to call him something else.
More?
No. We call him Lord of the Fries.
He's going to bring me vinegar, and I'm going to enjoy it.
French fries and vinegar.
And we're going to argue about ketchup, but it's okay. I mean, because we've been arguing your whole life. You're clearly right. You know why I know you're right? There's a line up to 2nd Street to get your French fries. So I know you're doing it right. I know, literally.
There's a location at 2nd Street.
Oh, that's why there's a line there. Steve's here. I didn't even know that we're all in one company. How about that? We're all one happy family. Jolly Roger, Splash Mountain, Speed World. I haven't talked about Speed World. What do you want to say? Because, like, I haven't done that.
Well, Speed World's great. We have 10 go-kart tracks.
It's the biggest one, like, on the East
Coast? Biggest on the East Coast. We have some of the fastest carts on the East Coast. I mean, it is state-of-the-art, cutting-edge, single-seaters, double-seaters.
That's my wife. She's always wanted to be a race car driver.
It's got something I can promise you don't see anywhere else in the state. It's got the Cyclone wooden roller coaster go-kart track. It's 5 stories high. You go up.
Cyclone.
You go across. Cyclone. We named it the Cyclone kind of because it looks like a roller coaster. It looks like the wooden roller coasters.
It looks like something you pulled out of your 1978 and took down
there. Plopped it there, except for it's a
go-kart. Looks like the Comet at Hershey Park.
Except for it's a go-kart track.
See, I know the names of fame. I'm not a sissy about coasters.
No, you're pretty good.
I've ridden some coasters.
Yeah.
I've never been to Coney Island. There's a bunch of places I've never been.
Coney Island's nice.
Why would I go there? Luke Jones, my intrepid Ravens reporter who's sweating right now at Knowings Mills. Thanks, Luke. Baltimore Luke out on Twitter and Instagram if you want to follow him. He goes to Wildwood. His family's always going to Wildwood. I've never in my life – I've been to the Jersey Shore for two things, Springsteen and, like, the Bodie and the Stone Pony. You know what I mean? But I've never been – this has always been my beach. I've been to Rehoboth once in my life last year. I've been to Dewey – maybe three or four times for concerts, but I've never laid on the beach up there. No disrespect to anybody in 90th Street or 120th Street. I mean, I go up there for a sandwich or if I met a girl or something. But I always stay down here because my mom stayed at Plym Plaza. You know, like, we had ice cream, and that's what we did.
We'll get you a parking spot out front.
Can you guess my age, though? I want to win a teddy bear.
Well, if I guess your age, then you don't get a teddy bear.
I already gave you my age. Cheating now at this point.
I was pretending like I
didn't
know.
You would have said 45 and I would have won. Steve Pastizak here. He doesn't guess ages, but he makes kids happy. Come on down to the beach. I'm having crab cakes. And this guy says, why are we in the crab cake? I'm going to Salisbury to Fratelli's a little later on. We're going to meet the mayor of Salisbury. We're going to talk about Salisbury issues. I'm headed to Crisfield. I'm headed to Snow Hill. I'm headed to Smith Island. You ever had real Smith Island cake on Smith Island?
Yes.
Tell me about it. Good?
Oh, it's good.
Should I do it?
Yes, you got to do it.
He's the lord of the fries. I hear there are flies on Smith Island. That's what they've told me.
There are flies.
So I'm ready.
Yes.
I hate flies, but I love fries. But I'm going to put on like a netting. Okay. I'm going to be a total sissy. I mean, it's going to make for such degrading video. My wife's looking forward to that because I don't like. But I'm doing all of these cool things. We're on the road. We're going all over Maryland. It's a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is really a pleasure to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
I can't wait to come back and write.
I got one question. Sure. Where does Nest come from?
Nestor, N-E-S-T-O-R.
Okay.
Greek god of wisdom. I'm not Greek or wise, but I do have Wise Markets as one of our sponsors.
Perfect.
So. Is that good?
That's good. That works for me.
All right. Ness is going to give way to Les. Les Morris is, his card doesn't say like executive, it just says Lord of the Fries. And I like guys like that because my card used to say washed up sports talk show host, and I prove it every single day. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is here. Big thanks to Coons Ford and Dennis Colazzos for sending me down here. You see that tricked out blue truck out in front?
That's a good looking vehicle.
People
right there.
People are circling it. It's crazy.
Is there any way we can purchase that while you're here?
Yes. Coons Ford, Baltimore. Dennis Colazzos. He wears the 218-0337. He wears it on his hip. But he can't deliver it today. You have to order it.
Gotcha.
You got to get in line. He's the only one that's got it.
Could you leave your keys on the table?
If somebody took my backpack, the car is gone. Dennis, they took the car to Virginia. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net. We are in Ocean City. We're having fun. We're meeting people that I've always wanted to meet, doing stuff we've always wanted to do. And it's summertime in the big city. We're at the beach. I'm back for more right after this.